USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of social distancing, President Donald Trump had a special message for the nation.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
As the nation continues social distancing, many churches are holding their Easter services online. This is USA Radio News.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tens of millions of Americans will get their coronavirus stimulus payments by this Wednesday, April 15th, via direct deposit. And a website is coming where you can check the status of your own coronavirus payment and update your direct deposit information if needed. The first payments started hitting bank accounts this weekend, several days ahead of schedule. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had said on Wednesday they would start going out next week. The United States has surpassed Italy as the country with the highest number of coronavirus deaths, with more than 22,000 recorded over the weekend. Worldwide, the death toll is more than 107,000, and the number of confirmed cases has passed 1.7 million, according to Johns Hopkins University. Mainland China has reported 99 new coronavirus infections, more than doubling from the previous day to reach another one-month high. In addition, highlighting another major source of risk, newly reported asymptomatic coronavirus cases has doubled from the previous day. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
We actually have good news regarding the coronavirus pandemic. In Chicago, one of America's most violent cities, drug arrest continue to drop, dropping 42% in the weeks since the city shut down compared to the same period last year. The U.S. virus epicenter in New York saw major crimes, murder, rape, robbery, burglary, assault, and grand larceny decrease by over 12% from February through March. In Los Angeles, 2020 key crime statistics were consistent with last year's figures until the week of March 15th, when they dropped by over 30%. Policing has also changed in the face of the pandemic. Officers are increasingly getting sick. The NYPD, the country's largest department, has more than 7,000 officers out and more than 2,000 diagnosed with COVID-19. On this Easter weekend, the chairman of the National Governors Association and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has named a very essential employee.
For the kids out there who have been concerned, I want to offer some reassuring news. Today, I am officially proclaiming the Easter Bunny as an essential worker in Maryland. He therefore will be able to proceed with his hopping across the state, delivering Easter baskets to Maryland children.
So Maryland's governor has made it okay for you to get your Easter Peeps, Cadbury eggs, or Reese's peanut butter eggs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.